I'm afraid of American. He's an American.
Johnny, what the hell is this?
It's David Bowie, grandpa.
Oh, it's a patriotic song, huh? There you go. Johnny, turn that down.
Yeah, yeah, what is it, Dad?
How would you like to go to work with me tomorrow and see what I do?
You've got a job?
Of course I have a job, Dad. What do you think I do all day?
I never thought of it, actually. Oh, my Lord, we've done 54 episodes and we never knew you had a job?
Guess not. Anyway, you want to come, Johnny?
Nope. Thanks, Dad.
You see, if this had been a true account of what really happens in the Boyles household, this would have been a 40-second episode. But we can make our actors say whatever we'd like them to. So, onward.
Oh, yeah, Dad, that would rock. I'd love to go see where you work.
Oh, can I come too?
You want to come and see where I work, Dad?
Not particularly, but just trying to keep the show interesting and stuff.
Oh, all right, cool.
For those of you who have been listening to The Boyles for over 2 years, you're probably thinking, where the hell does Robert work? And boy, what a monumental event in Boyles history this is. Well, you're right. And I have no idea what to do. So, I'm going to give you 3 possible options. You call me and tell me which is the funniest. And that will be Robert's job. All right? All right. The next day...
Wow, this is cool. What do you do here, Dad?
Well, you know the TV and radio museum in New York?
No.
Okay, there's a TV and radio museum in New York. And before the TV shows and things get sent there, we edit and restore them.
Wow, all of them?
Yeah, just about, actually. And you can watch some old TV shows in these little cubicles right there.
You're telling me that all the times you yell at me for watching too much TV, that's all you do at work?
Yeah.
That sucks! All this time, get off the TV, it's gonna watch your brain.
Shut up, you little whiner boy. So what you tell me today, Robbie, is you've got every Murder, She Wrote on tape with Angela Lansbury?
Yeah, actually we do.
Later.
You got Seinfeld?
Yeah, every episode.
Rock. Later, Dad.
Man, why the hell did Adam want me to have this job?
10 minutes later.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, God. Oh, God, Angela, you're so beautiful. I can't believe they canceled your show. Oh, God. Oh, God, is anybody looking? No, okay. Oh, Angela, I love you. Oh, no. Final run. Oh, God.
Hey, Dad, here's... Oh, my God, Dad. What the hell?
Nothing.
Nothing. Really?
Well, didn't you see the door was closed, you rude, rude boy?
Pull your pants up. We're going home.
You're no fun at all, damn it.
Johnny, come on. We got to go.
I wonder what Johnny's doing.
Johnny, come on. In the next cubicle.
Elaine, you're so beautiful. Oh, God, Elaine. Oh, yeah.
And now, for the alternate storyline, number 2.
Wow, this is cool. What do you do here, Dad?
As you can see, son, we're in a hospital. Your dad is a surgeon.
Wow, you cut people.
Yes. That's right, Dad. I'm a surgeon. Yeah. I perform sex change operations on men that want to become women.
Oh, my Lord!
You mean you cut off their...
No, Johnny, we don't cut off their penises.
Oh.
We'll leave a big bloody mess.
Oh.
What we try to do is make the genitalia look as much like a woman as possible.
So
we take the penis and push it back into the body.
Oh, my God.
To create the presence of a vagina.
Oh, my Lord.
You want to see?
No.
I'm about to do a surgery right now.
Oh, no, I don't want to see.
Oh, son, you'll like it.
10 minutes later, in the operating room.
Wow, that's a pretty big penis there, Dad.
Yes, son, that is a pretty big penis. And to tell you the truth, the bigger your penis, the better woman you'll make.
Wow, I would make a beautiful woman. Dad, what the hell do you mean?
Well, Dad, let me show you. First, you cut off the head.
Oh, my God.
All right.
God.
Squeeze some of this stuff out. It's just filling. No need for it here. All right.
That's so
okay.
Gross.
And then you push it right back into the body.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, right. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to puke, Grandpa.
Right. Oh, God. And then when you're stitching it up, and then, and see, right. Now the longer the skin, the longer the vagina, and look at that. A perfectly beautiful woman.
Wow, Adam, you're pretty twisted. All right, and now to alternate storyline number 3.
Wow, this is cool. What do you do here, Dad?
I'm an accountant.
Why?
I help people with their taxes and financial planning.
Well, that sucks. The hell's funny about that?
It's my job, Dad. That's why Adam has never brought it up before, because it sucks.
Well, it's better than playing with penises all day.
Well, that would you know. That's all you did at my first job.
Oh, well, yeah, pretty damn good point right there. But I wasn't working.
I'm sorry, Johnny. I wanted you to think your dad had a really cool job, and I'm sorry. I'm a businessman.
Oh, that's okay, Dad. I still love you. And this does suck, but it's better than playing with penises all day.
Yeah.
And, well, the TV part was pretty damn cool. But, you know, counting's okay, I guess. I don't have to come back here, do I?
No.
Okay, cool.
Well, you're a great son, Johnny.
You're a boring dad, Robert.
And this is a shitty ending, Adam. The middle part was pretty damn funny, but you just don't know how to end them anymore.
Screw you, Lester. Thanks for listening, everybody.